Victoria's border to New South Wales has been slammed shut indefinitely.
Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders.
2NURFM, the year in review. January 2021.
58-year-old marine biologist Richard Burberry suffered horrific arm injuries after being bitten by a shark at Yarrawonga Park in Lake Macquarie. 23-year-old Madison Hickson is charged with the stabbing murder of her father, notorious standover man Michael Carroll.
A 51-year-old man who was suffering from two stab wounds to his upper torso. And despite attention provided and assistance provided, he died at the scene.
The Musselbrook community mourns the death of rideshare driver Rob Baker, local school teacher Tracy Strawn, and mine worker Bright Darko in a head-on crash.
Always tragic when you have a local person killed in an accident. Of course, when there's this many people involved, it sends ripples right through the community.
Victoria closes the border with New South Wales due to a coronavirus outbreak on the northern beaches in Sydney, with New South Wales announcing the wearing of masks in public is to become mandatory. Thousands of Trump supporters attend a rally near the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., with some making their way into the building itself. The outgoing president attempts to calm the protesters by urging them to return home.
Rewinding 2021, the year in review. 2NURFM 103.7.